I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. Plans are underway for what will succeed Kmart on Springville's west side. And we'll talk about a quiet zone for train traffic. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, let's start by talking about that Kmart space, which is at Veterans in Wabash. And Kmart, of course, announced a while back that they will be closing that store. Already we've learned a couple of new tenants are going to be moving in.
Well, that property is owned by Seritage Growth Properties out of New York. They're a real estate investment trust, and they had several lease arrangements with Kmarts across the country, including on Wabash Avenue. They have already signed Burlington Coats and Outback Steakhouse to move into that space once Kmart is out. The store is scheduled to close sometime in December, and Kmart should be out of there, according to this company, by January, and that's when the renovation would start.
Of course, Outback and Burlington Coat Factory, both already in Springfield at this point. There's no indication that they're going to be closing their existing stores to make this move?
No, the company is telling us this would be two new locations for Springfield. Now, of course, we did try to check with Outback and with Burlington Coats. Neither one of them has confirmed that either way. The existing Burlington Coats is in Town and Country Shopping Center on MacArthur, and Outback has a location on Dirksen Parkway. But as we're told at this point, this will be two new locations. Now, there's certainly some expectations along MacArthur Boulevard anyway that will change at some point, and it would be a relocation, but we haven't been told that yet.
Also, give us an update on the East Side Tax Increment Financing District in Springfield. It seems as though things have rebounded a bit for that as well.
Well, this is an area bounded by Dirksen Parkway, South Grand Avenue, Cook Street, 14th Street. Generally, we're talking about that area around the JCPenney store in the neighborhood there. 5 years ago, there was a special meeting as that particular district was down to about $10,000, which, of course, isn't enough to amount to any sort of economic incentive. But that has since rebounded. The latest report from the city of Springfield on TIF district balances showed that it's begun to come back. A big part of that was paying off $730,000 in bonds used to pay for infrastructure a few years ago. The bottom line for that being now the money should begin to flow in there and free up some money for further economic incentives. And the focus of a lot of that would, again, be on roads, sidewalks, and streets to try to get new homes and businesses in there.
And finally, this week, you reported on what's known as a quiet zone along rail traffic along the 3rd Street corridor in Springfield. What is a quiet zone, and why is that making news?
Well, the quiet zone is just what it sounds like. There would be no train horns required on the 3rd Street corridor. And in this case, we're talking about the Union Pacific tracks from generally Stanford Avenue up to Sagamon Avenue. Now, what this would require and what is planned in the next few months, about 18 crossing upgrades, 5 crossings would close. There will be safety fencing along the entire corridor and then signal upgrades. Now, that allows the trains to move through faster, but it would also allow for an end to the train horns because of the safety improvements. Those would no longer be needed.
Beyond those upgrades, does it need some other type of approval?
Well, the city of Springfield would have to go to the Federal Railroad Administration at some point to get final approval for this. Now, as you know, Sean, there's been some back and forth between the city and the Illinois Department of Transportation on where to spend the money. Is it on 3rd Street, which is the high-speed rail corridor between St. Louis and Chicago, or do they focus more on 10th Street railroad consolidation, which the idea is someday get all the trains off 3rd Street, move them to 10th Street. Now, they came up with a compromise earlier this year that IDOT has agreed to focus state and local money on the 10th Street corridor. In return, the city has agreed to these improvements along 3rd Street that are required for high-speed rail, and that would include the quiet zone. What will have to happen here is for the work to be done, the city to be satisfied, IDOT to be satisfied, and then they could go to the Federal Railroad Administration. And we talked to businesses and residents along that corridor, and no one that we talked to would miss the train horn, certainly.
I'm sure that's the case. That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.